it's a great privilege to be here with you at Sunshine Church.
那我来到阳光教会，这是一个非常美好的特权。
I had a wonderful time at camp getting acquainted with many of the members of the church.
然后在营会当中度过非常美好的时间，和大家都认识了。
For years, I had heard of the wonderful work that Abraham and Sarah Liu have been doing in Tokyo as well as in China.
然后早就已经听说，刘牧师师母在日本还在中国做的非常美好的工作。
So it's with great joy that I finally get to experience.And see what God has been doing through their ministry.
所以我能够来到这里看看他们的事工，实在是太美好了。
And not only in Tokyo, but recently you started a branch church elsewhere as well.
我听说你们不光是在这里，而且在别的地方也有一个分堂了。
And already people are coming to know the Lord in that branch church.
在那边已经有人在那里得救信主了。
And I am so excited to hear that six of the members of this church.Are studying in Bible college.
我也听说你们当中有六个神学生在读神学。
Along with their heavy full-time jobs and families, they are willing to spend time to prepare themselves to be of greater service.
那他们是边有自己的家庭，还有自己工作的负担，还是要献身去读神学。
If we ever expect to have a greater harvest, we have to have more qualified workers.
那我们如果需要这个大丰收的话，要这个灵魂大丰收，必须要更多的工人。
And so it's exciting to hear that men and women are feeling God's call to prepare themselves.
所以让我们看到，所有弟兄姐妹们都来回应神的呼召来献身的，真是一件美好的事情。
They may not know exactly how God will lead them, but they know that in their hearts they want to serve God.
这些先生弟兄姐妹虽然可能不太清楚神具体要让他们去在什么样的这个合场上，但是他们献身要服侍神。
There are several books that I want to give to the church.
我有一些书要送给你们的教会。
During the camp, we had several hours to talk about how can we be more effective in evangelism.
那我在营会当中讲到了如何更加有效的来传福音。
We said that traditional methods are basically for people who are already spiritually open.
我讲的这个传统的方法主要是针对那些灵里已经打开的人。
But what about the vast majority of people who are disinterested in Christian faith?
那对于那些根本对这个基督信仰不感兴趣的那些绝大多数的人说，我们该怎么办？
What about those who are doubters and skeptics?
有那些人他很怀疑，那些人怎么办呢？
How can we reach them?
我们来怎么去接触他们呢？
Of course, a couple hours was not enough time, except to just barely begin to touch the subject.
那当然，我时间非常有限，我只能是简单的点到为止。
Fortunately, I've written a textbook on the subject that is published by Global University.
那这是我的那个点都在这本书里头。
Now, this has been pretty much the result of a lifetime of study and ministry and dialoguing with people.Both non-Christians as well as with Christian leaders.
那可以说这本书它的诞生呢，是我这一生来跟那些信主的、非信主的人这种接触的一种可以说间接性。
So that would be a lot for any one of you to digest.
所以呢，这个
to absorb.
所以这个大家可以从这里头学到很多的东西。
But you don't have to read the whole book.
但是你没必要把这本书全读了。
Just read the portions of interest to you.
只要你觉得有感兴趣的地方，你读就好了。
If you have friends, for instance, who are doubters, maybe they are highly educated, maybe they're scientists, and they just dismiss Christian faith.
那也许你有一些朋友，他们受高等的教育，他们也许是教授，非常了不起，他们这个根本对这个基督信仰没有兴趣。
Well, we have two chapters here that present incredible evidence why we can have confidence in what we believe.
那我这里面有两章呢，专门给大家提供证据，证明我们的基督信仰多么的正确。
Our faith is not a blind faith.
我们的信仰并不是一种盲目的信仰。
The Bible says have a reason for the faith that is in you.
所以这个圣经告诉我们说，我们里面是信是有理有据的。
Others might be interested in how the gospel is relevant to people's needs.
有人会想到这个福音到底跟他们生活有什么关系呢？
Why are so many Japanese and Chinese not interested in Christian?
那又为什么很多的中国人和日本人对基督信仰又不感兴趣呢？
Because they don't think it's relevant to their needs.
是因为他们认为这个福音跟他们生活根本没有关系。
We need to show them how it is relevant to their needs.
我们要告诉他们是它是和他们生活是有关系的。
And for those of you interested in that subject, there are two chapters in this book.
那如果你们有兴趣的话，我的这本书里有两章是专门讲这一点的。
And so on. A good part of the book also deals with other worldviews and religions.
我们这本书也记到了其他怎么如何去看其他的宗教的一些观点。
If you have a Buddhist friend and you would like to know how to relate with them and share the gospel, we have a chapter for that.
那我们这里面也有一章专门讲如何给这个佛教的人传福音。
For Hinduism, Islam, Chinese folk religions.
那就怎么去传福音给这个印度教的人、伊斯兰教的人、中国传统价值观的人
？And even major Western worldviews.
或者怎么传福音给那些有西方的传统观念的人
？So hopefully, you will find valuable material here. We're going to leave this book for you, to use.
你会发现这本书有很多宝贵的、有价值的东西，所以我把这本书留给大家。
I should also mention with this book that anybody can actually purchase a copy.
这个。大家都可以再买一本的。
And anybody can actually take this course.
English?
Is it English? It's only I'm sorry. I hope that someday it will be translated into Chinese and Japanese.
那现在只有纯英文的。
But right now it's only in English.
我希望有一天能翻译成日文或中文。
So anybody can buy this book to read, or if you're ambitious, you can take it as a course.
那个大家可以买一本书来读，或者你如果有这方面的更加有志向，可以拿这本书来开课。
And if in the future you ever feel motivated, or God calls you to go to Bible college, you will probably get credit for this. All you need to do is talk to Pastor Lu, and he can arrange for you to actually get credit for this.
这个去读神学院的时候，可以通过学这本书拿到这个学分，是吧？
你可以
修这个。
中文神
学
院
里头，
你就可以读过这本书，也可以
拿学分嘛。
So you would take this course just like any other distance course.
那这个就像它会成为其中的一个学科，可以用来拿学分。
Another passion of my life besides evangelism is discipleship. How can we more effectively follow Jesus?
我的除了传福音以外，在我的这个研究当中，另外一个我最大的研究课题就是这个门徒训练，就是怎么更好的跟随主耶稣。
And I'm working on a series of books following Jesus 24/7.
我还有一本书，这个叫做如何来跟随主耶稣这样一个主题。
The first book deals with how do we follow Jesus in the workplace.
那如何在我们的职场上来跟随耶稣
？We spend most of our waking hours at work.
我们花很多很多的时间在我们的工作上面。
What does it mean to be a Christian at work?
那这个在这个职场上的基督徒意味着怎样的一件事情？
This book also deals with how can we more effectively evangelize and disciple others.
那这本书也讲了说我们如何去影响我们身边的人，如何向他们传福音。
And how can we serve the practical needs of people in the world?
我们如何向这个世界的他们的人提供他们实际的需要
？So I'll leave a copy of this with the church.
我把这本书也留在这里给大家。
The subject of my message today is unusual.
今天呢，这个我给大家所讲的这个信息的题目呢，有一点点的不太寻常。
Three things you want more than success and money.
它的题目就是说，这个比这个成功和金钱更加重要的三件事情。
And how you can get them.
然后呢，你是如何才能得到这些东西
？The text is John chapter 10 verse 10.
那个经文呢是约翰福音的十章十节。
I have come that you may have life.Have it to the full.
我来了，要叫羊得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
There's a famous fairy tale about a man who was walking along, and he notices half buried in the dirt there is an old jar or vase.
其实有一个这个童话故事，一个故事讲的时候，有个人他走了，看到一个大杯子里面有一些。
So very curious, he digs the dirt away.And behold, here is an ancient vase, hundreds of years old.
完之后，他发现那被有一些泥土在那东西上，把那泥土扒掉以后，发现是一个古董。
And so curious, he decides he's going to open the vase.
于是呢，他就把这个那瓶子给打开了。
And suddenly, a genie pops out, a big spirit.
然后突然从这个罐子里跑出来一个精灵来。
This powerful spirit has been trapped in this jar for hundreds of years.
然后这个精灵被封在这个罐子里成千上百年。
He is so grateful to the man for freeing him from the jar.
这个精灵就非常感谢这个人把他从罐子里释放出来。
He says, "I will give you any three wishes you desire."
他就告诉这男人说，你可以许任何三个愿。
If you could make three wishes, for what would you wish?
那我来问弟兄姐妹们，如果你可以许三个愿望呢，你会许怎样的愿望？
Some of you may see serious needs in the world.
有人会想到说，我实际的在这个世界上当中的需要。
You might say, "I wish for an end to war and hostility in the world."
这个有人会想到说要解决这个世界上这种大家仇视、大家征战的问题。
So many people are suffering. I wish for an end to poverty in the world.
有人说要解决这个世界当中贫困的问题。
I wish for the end of injustice and discrimination.
有人会说在这个 这个世界当中很多很多的不公，解决这些不公的问题。
Others of you may think about spiritual needs.
有人，但是有人也会想到说一些属灵方面的需要。
I wish for a great spiritual harvest where many people would open their hearts and receive Jesus.
有人会想到说，我希望有一个属灵的大丰收，很多很多人都要接受耶稣基督做他们
的救主。I wish that followers of Jesus, as followers, we would truly honor God in our lives.
有人会说，我希望我们所有的跟随耶稣的人都可以来真正的跟随耶稣来荣耀神。
And these are wonderful wishes. We should pray for these things, and we should do our part to see them come to pass.
那这些都是非常美好的一些愿望，我们应该也做，尽我们所能的来完成。
Today, however, I want you to think about your own life.
那今天呢，我却让大家，请大家把我们的焦点放在自己的人生当中。
For what would you wish for in your own life?
在我们的人生当中，我们所需要，怎样？去需要神要怎样的东西
？Some of you might say, "Well, in that case, I wish for 100 billion yen."
有人会讲到说，这个我要一亿日元。
Others of you might say, "Why not think big? How about 1,000 billion yen?"
有人说，怎么那么小？就在这个口气大一点不好吗？为什么不要十亿呢
？However, some of you may be aware of the research that shows that after our basic needs are met, more money does very little to increase your happiness.
那但是通过一项这个调查显示呢，当你已经这个基本需要被满足的时候呢，更多的钱并不能够带给你太大的满足。
Think about your own life.
那想一想我们自己的生活是如何的。
In recent years, some of you have probably significantly increased your income and your wealth.
我想大家很多的时候，大家这么多年来，很多人的收入都已经大大的增加了。其实。
Ask yourself, are you significantly happier as a result of that?
那我们可以问一问，我们是不是因为我们自己收入的增加，更有钱了，就变得更加幸福了呢
？Others might say, if I can wish for anything, I'd like to be the prime minister of Japan.
有人会想啊，我要这个成为日本的首相。
Or I'd like to be the CEO of Toyota or Amazon.
或者我要做这个丰田或者是亚马逊的这个 CEO.
Some of you might say, well, I'd like to be famous.
有人会说啊，我出名就行了。
I want to invent the next iPhone or iPad or the next product that everybody has to have.
那我想这个去这个投资在这个下发明出来下一代这个更好的这些通讯设备。
Some of you might say I want to be a famous scientist or a writer.
有人会想到我要成为一个著名的科学家或者是一个作家。
Now it's fine to dream.
所以这个有梦想是非常好的一件事情。
But we know that most of the things we talked about are only fantasies. They will never come to pass.
但是我们知道我们刚提到很多很多事情其实都是一种幻想一种空想而已。
Let's talk about what's in the realm of reality.
让我们来讨论一些比较实际的问题。
What would you wish that is possible or conceivable to achieve in your life?
我们想一想，我们可比较有可能的去得到的是什么
？Some students would wish to get all A's and attend a top university.
很多的学生们呢是想着我在这种在他们大学里学校里头得到的这个成绩全是 AAA， 全是 A。
However, one writer has observed you can be an A student, you can get all A's and still flunk life.
但是呢，这个你或许你可以得到这个很多的好的成绩，可是呢，你的生活还是会非常的糟糕。
You can be a great student but still live a very unsatisfactory life.
你可能是一个非常好的优秀的学生，但是你的生活可能会非常的空虚。
Some people would wish for a better job.
有人会祈求要得到一个更好的工作。
They're unhappy with their present job.
他们对他们现有的工作并不满意。
A survey in the United States showed that 63% of workers.Feel that their job is very stressful.
那这个在美国做经过一项调查显示，有63%的美国人觉得他们当前的工作带给他们太多的压力。
None of you have ever gotten stressed at work, right?
大家有没有工作方面的压力呢
？Is in Japan, work is not stressful, is it?
在日本工作并不太有压力，不是吗
？I'm just kidding.
我开玩笑的。
Approximately half of the workers in the United States want to quit their jobs.
事实上，在美国有近一半的人想要辞掉他们的工作。
And they would do so if only they could find a better job.
如果他们能够找到一个更好的工作，他们就会辞掉现在的工作。
Are you one of those that are wishing for a better job?
你是不是也在正在寻求一个更好的工作呢
？Some of you might say, "I don't want a better job. I just want to have a lot of money."
有人说这工作不要紧，我要更多的钱就好了。
I just want to win the lottery. Then I'll never have to work again.
我想这个多挣点钱以后我就不用再工作了。
Research has found that in the United States, 1 year after winning the lottery, most people are no happier than they were as when they won the lottery.
那就是说，这些人想中彩票，以为中彩票就幸福，但是调查显示并不是这样。
In fact, many of them are less happy.
很多的人反而变得更加的不快乐，不幸福。
Your relatives and friends are always asking them for loans and gifts.
然后呢，因为很多人都在找他要借钱、借贷款。
So we can have all of these things: the best grades, the best jobs, lots of money, and something is still missing.
我们有可能在寻求自己很更好的工作、很多的金钱的时候，但是还有很多的东西是缺失的。
What would be more important than money and success?
还有什么比这个成功和金钱更加重要的呢
？Today, I want to discuss with you three things that deep in our hearts, every one of us wants.
那今天我要谈论的这个三样重要的东西，是在你我每一个人心中都所需要的三件重要的东西。
You may not have consciously thought about these things, but deep in your heart, you really wish for these three things.
我想很多人可能我们即便我们没有认真考虑过这些事情，但是在我们内心的深处，我们是需要这三样东西的。
See if you agree that these three things are the three things you truly want for your life.
让我们来看看我所讨论的这三件东西是你所需要的，不是。
First of all, I believe every human being desires peace of mind instead of anxiety and stress.
我想每一个人他们都需要内心的安宁、内心的平安，而不是那些焦虑还很多的这种压力。
70% of Americans say that they experience so much stress and anxiety that they regularly suffer physical or psychological symptoms or both.
那个美国人据调查显示，美国人的70%的人他们都有这种压力的问题，很多人都是在身心灵方面受到很多的折磨。
I suspect that in Japan the percentage is not much different.
那我想在日本恐怕也相差无几。
The symptoms that 70% of people experience are difficulty sleeping.
很多的人，这种70%，他们当中的很多人体会到的经历到的是一种就是无法入睡，睡眠不好。
Eating problems.
还有这种饮食的问题。
Fatigue.
倦。
Tiredness.
还有这种就是说疲劳。
Anger and irritability.
还有一种就是那种愤怒。
Do you suffer from any of these symptoms?
大家有没有这方面的问题呢
？Can you guess what is the biggest source of stress in people's lives?
大家知道这人生当中能够带给我们压力的这第一就最大的这种原因是什么吗
？Go ahead, tell me what do you think.
你们可以来告诉我，你们是怎么想？这个最大的一个压力的来源是什么
？Anybody want to take a guess?
你们想猜一下？
焦虑。
Anxiety.
What's the greatest source or sources of anxiety in people's lives?
他在问你的那个根源。
Okay, relationships is definitely one of the biggest sources.
说这个关系是很大的一个原因。
56% of Americans say they suffer stress from anxiety.
那56%的美国人。
Stress from relationships.
56%的美国人他们在人际关系上都有问题。
Anything else?
还有其他的一些。
Mood.
Thinking?
Mood.
Yeah. Yeah. Why do you suffer from low moods? What makes you feel? What makes you feel?
他是要讲些实际的那种根源。
症状，而是什么东西引起的症状？
疲劳。
Somebody said tired.
Tiredness.
Right. Okay.Okay, that right, that definitely for women, men will never understand, but for women, that is an incredible stress.
对这个一些这个就一些姐妹知道的一些她们自己的问题，所以对姐妹来说，她们自己的这个
生存压力，
就是生存压力。
Okay, there.Self-centeredness creates many, many problems, and those problems create stress. There was a lady.
自我中心也带来了很多的问题。
达不到自己预定设定的预期值。
If they cannot reach their goals, they'll be
Right, that is true. People are very distressed when they fail to reach their goals.
是，确实如此，达不到自己的目标会有压力。
Okay, there are many, many reasons for stress and anxiety. That's why everybody on earth feels anxiety and stress.
是的，确实在带给这种焦虑还有这种压力的这种方面有很多很多的这种原因。
The question then is, how do we cope with the stress that we experience?
可是呢，我们在经历这些焦虑和压力的时候，我们该怎么去面对他们呢？
Well, some people resort to drugs and alcohol so that they can forget their problems.
那有人就借酒消愁，或甚至是吸毒来麻木自己。
Other people actually immerse themselves into their work so they'll be so busy that they won't think about the problems.
有人干脆就埋头在工作里头，让自己非常非常的忙，这样的话他们就没有时间 去考虑那些问题。
Other people immerse themselves into entertainment or even shopping, compulsive shopping in order to forget their problems.
那有人为了逃避这些问题呢，就沉浸在各种各样的这种娱乐当中，或者那些购物当中。
Many people try to accumulate enough resources so they will feel secure and therefore will not have any anxiety. They try to accumulate enough resources.
有人他会去寻找一些其他的资源来帮助他们。
In other words, if I have 500 billion yen in the bank, I would feel 500 million yen in the bank, I would feel more secure.
有人就觉得我银行如果我存着5亿日元的话，恐怕我的就有一种安全感。
Actually, 2 billion yen would make me even feel more secure.
那当然，如果有个20亿的话，恐怕就更好了。
Do you know that rich people have just as much anxiety as average people?
大家知不知道那些有钱人其实他们的焦虑和压力跟你我是一样的。
Ordinary people are anxious about having enough money to pay the bills.
那这个普通的人呢，他们的忧虑是他们没有足够的钱来付他们的生活用那些费用。
Rich people may worry about how their investments are going.
那些有钱的人，他们会担心他们的投资会怎么样。
Every time the stock market goes down, they feel anxious.
那当这个股市大跌的时候，他们也会感觉到非常大的压力。
Or they may worry about people trying to cheat them out of their money.
他们也会担心别人会来夺取他们的钱财。
At one time, Bill Gates was the richest man in the world.
曾经那个有一段时间，比尔盖茨世界上的首富。
That was when he was CEO of Microsoft.
他是这个微软的这个 CEO。
Now he's just the number two most wealthy person in the world.
现在他只是世界上这个第二富的人了。
This is what he said when he was the richest man in the world.
那当他还是首富的时候，他曾经说过。
He says in the IT business, by the time you realize you're in trouble, it's too late to save yourself.
他说，当你在 IT 界混的时候，当你发现这个有了问题的时候，已经就太晚了。
Unless you're working hard all of the time, you're gone.
你如果不这样一直拼了命的绷紧神经去工作的话，那就完蛋了。
In other words, developments happen so fast in the IT field that unless you keep working hard and staying ahead, you're going to fall behind and fail.
那换句话说，在 IT 界，它是一个进步的非常快的一个行业。如果你不努力的话，就赶不上潮流了。
So even having more money than anybody in the world did not save Bill Gates from stress and anxiety.
你纵然有再多的钱，还也不能帮助比尔盖茨。
Human efforts to cope with stress will always fall short.
这种人的努力呢，要去解决这些问题，总是非常的有限。
Because we never know if we have enough resources to handle every situation in life.
因为我们如果要用自己的方式解决的话，必须要有确保每一个环节都足够的资源才可以。
The only way to relieve our stresses is to make sure that our trust is not in our resources, but in God.
唯一的能够帮助我们来解决这些问题的，不是相信我们自己的资源，而是来把我们的信来放到我们的神的里面。
God says He loves each one of us.
神告诉我们
He wants to care for us.
神说他爱每一个人，他关心我们每一个人。
And Jesus said in John 14:27, "My peace I give to you."
主耶稣他在约翰福音的14:27他说的，他说我把我的平安赐给你们。
I do not give peace as the world gives.
我所赐的平安和这个世界所赐的平安是不一样的。
The current peace that the world gives is only partial and temporary.
那这个世界能够给我们的平安，只是一种部分的平安，或者一种短暂的平安。
But the peace that Jesus offers is permanent.
然而主耶稣赐给我的平安却是一个永久的平安。
In my life, I've experienced many situations of stress.
那我在我的人生的经历当中，我也经历到过很多的这种压力的时候。
Actually, several months ago, I found myself facing what was potentially extremely difficult health situation.
那在几个月以前呢，我在我的健康方面出现了很大的问题。
I learned from a blood test that I could be developing multiple myeloma.
我在我的这个血液检查当中呢，发现我有可能会得了一种病叫
马肉马氏骨髓
啊骨髓的一种
I did not have the slightest idea what that was, so I checked the internet.
我不知道那是怎么回事，所以我上网搜了一下。
And I found out that multiple myeloma is a cancer of the bone marrow.
那所以这骨髓，这个所谓的骨髓癌就是在骨髓里头的一种。
And this is one of the worst kinds of cancer to get.
所以它是一种癌症。
Because it can lead to many difficult health situations.
它也会这个它会影响到我们其他的健康的方面。
I could experience years of pain.
大概我会受到会受它这个多年的折磨。
I could experience years of physical deterioration of my body.
恐怕我多年我的身体要因为这个病而受罪。
I could experience years of disability before death.
恐怕在我这个在死以前，因为这种病，我会将很多这种运动机能的一些这个缺乏。
Now that doesn't sound like much of a future, does it?
这个看起来已经也不远了，不是吗
？I've generally been in good health all of my life.
我基本上我这一生都是非常健康的状态度过。
Now I face the prospect of pain and misery.
那现在呢，我确实要面对这个要这个疼痛和一些受苦的这种可能性。
What would I do?
那我该怎么办呢
？Naturally, I prayed.
那我很自然我就祷告了。
I pray, Lord, I know my life is in your hands.
我就祷告主啊，我知道我的生命是在你的手中。
If I develop this cancer, you can heal me.
就算我得了这种癌症的话，你会医治我。
Or you can give me strength to endure the trial.
即便几乎不然，你也会给我足够的力量，让我能够度过这艰难的时候。
Lord, I pray that whatever happens to me, I will honor you.
我祷告主啊，不管什么事情发生在我身上，我仍然要荣耀你的名。
My goal in life is not to avoid pain and suffering.
我的这个目标并不是要来阻止这些在我生命当中这些痛苦。
It is to honor you.
而是来主要来荣耀你。
More than health and well-being, my goal is to honor you.
比我的健康幸福更加重要的是，我要来荣耀你的名。
After I prayed, I felt a complete peace in my heart.
当我这样祷告以后，我的心里就完全的平安下来。
You know, oftentimes I wake up at night and it takes me a couple hours to get back to sleep.
有的时候我夜间醒来的以后，再要睡下去的恐怕要花好几个小时才能睡过去。
I had an appointment to see a specialist to learn more about my condition.
我找了专家来给我诊断一下。
But the night before the appointment, I had such peace in my heart that I slept soundly and had a full night's sleep.
那在这个去见他的以前呢，我前一晚上我心里充满了平安，我就这个非常的满足了，睡了一大觉。
Some people might say, "What is wrong with him?"
有人会说这个人怎么了
？Why is he so calm? He should be worried.
那这个人他为什么还可以这么平静呢？他应该很焦急、很忧虑才对呀。
So further tests showed that my condition was far better than what was originally thought.
那所以后来就事实证明说，我的这个身体情况比我之前想象的、比我之前所预估的要好很多。
I do have a problem.But it is very possible that in my lifetime I will never experience any negative symptoms.
那我这个
I do have a problem that in my lifetime I may never experience any outward physical symptoms.
Okay. 我这身体状况虽然是有问题，但是恐怕不会像这些预估的那么糟糕，那么一直长期受苦。
So praise God for that.
让我们感谢赞美主，阿门。
The point is that God gave me peace despite what seemed to be a very dangerous threat to my health.
那所以最重要的是，就算我在这样的一种遇到了这种健康危机的情况下，神仍然给我平安。
In other words, when we know that our life is in God's hands, that's how we have peace.
所以换句话说，正是因为我们知道我们的生命在神的手中，所以我们才可以有他的平安。
When we know that whatever situation we find ourselves in, God is in control.
在任何情况下，我们都知道神都在掌管一切，这就是我们得到平安的一个原因。
So peace is not the freedom from any stress. The freedom is knowing that God is in charge of our lives.
所以这个平安呢，并不意味着我们可以脱离一切的患难，而是说能够明白一切都在神的手中。
Do you feel anxious and controlled? Anxious and stressed?
大家有没有感觉到这种自己的这种压力或者焦虑呢
？Invite Jesus to come into your heart.
你要邀请耶稣进入到你的生命，进入到你的心里面去。
Let him be the Lord of your life.
让主耶稣成为你心里面的主。
And you will experience peace despite the circumstances.
你也会经历到他的平安，不管你的环境如何。
You will experience peace that nothing in this world can give.
你也会经历到这个世界所不能够给你的那种平安。
So first, would you agree that all of us desire peace?
所以大家可以同意我所说的吗？我们都需要平安，不是吗？
The second thing I believe that every human being desires is unconditional love.
我想第二个大家每一个人都需要的一个东西就是无条件的爱。
However, most people experience only conditional love.
然而我们绝大多数人所经历到的都是有条件的爱。
I will love you if you meet this condition.
那如果你能够满足这样一个条件的话，我就爱你。
If you do well in school, mommy will love you.
如果你在学校表现好的话，妈妈就爱你哦。
If you are successful and wealthy, I will love you.
如果你事业上很成功的话，我就爱你。
If you do what I want you to do, I will love you.
如果我让你怎么做你就怎么做的话，那我就爱你。
When you get old, if you're still attractive, then I will love you.
如果你年老的时候仍然非常有魅力，我就爱你。
A student from Hong Kong shared with me that she usually got the top grades in her class.
有一个我的一个香港的学生告诉我，他曾经在他们的班里这个成绩非常的优异。
Once she did poorly, she only got the second highest grade.
他有一次他稍微这个一不留神考了个第二。
And her mother punished her.
完之后他妈妈就罚他。
Some of you have heard of Michael Jackson.
有没有听过这个迈克杰克逊的人呢？
He is one of the most popular entertainers of the past generation.
在过去的几代人当中，他是一个很著名的这样一个娱乐界的一个叫大咖。
He was famous for his dancing as well as for his singing.
他非常厉害，他可以边跳边唱的。
Young people all around the world were trying to practice his dance moves.
全世界人的年轻人都在模仿他。
But don't worry, I'm not going to try to demonstrate it for you.
我不会跳的，不用担心哦。
Now many people wanted to be around Michael Jackson because he was so successful, he was so famous.
大家都在追随他，是因为他是如此的成功，如此的有魅力。
However, he realized he did not have any true friends.
但是呢，大家不知道的是，大家可能不知道的是，这个Michael Jackson 呢，他自己觉得他根本没有真正的朋友。
He gave an interview shortly before he died.
他在这个他去世以前呢，接受了一个很短的采访。
And during this interview, he admitted he did not have any friends.
他在这个采访当中承认他没有任何的朋友。
He said, "I used to be very lonely, painfully lonely."
他说我的人生是如此的痛苦，如此的孤独。
To lessen my loneliness, I put a lot of mannequins in my room.
这个
These are display dummies from department stores.
他这个为了避免孤独，我在我房间放下了很多的什么。
These are like human shape of human figures that you put clothes on that department stores use to display.
Okay. 所以他说我为了避免孤独，在我的房间里放下很多这种人偶，很多这种模特儿。
He says I still have a lot of these mannequins in my room.
到现在我的房间还有很多这些东西。
And I thought how sad.
我想这实在是太可悲了。
To keep from being lonely, he just has some human-like.Figures in the room.
这个迈克杰克逊他是如此的可悲，他为了避免孤独，他只能在房间放一些人偶在那房间。
He says I used to walk the streets looking for people to talk to.
他我也常常会走在街上，会找一些人去跟他谈话。
I'm talking about when I was at the top of my career.
那个时候是在我的人生最巅峰的时候。
I would walk up to strangers on the street and said, "Will you be my friend?"
就在我的人生最巅峰的时候，会走在大街上抓住一个陌生人说，你愿意跟我做朋友吗？
And they said, "This is incredible. You are Michael Jackson."
会说开什么玩笑？你是 Michael Jackson 呢
？I did not want people to oo and ah and admire me. I wanted a friend.
我不想别人这样的去膜拜我，去这样的去崇拜我。我只想要一个朋友。
The best you could do with a bunch of department store dummies, these figures.
他说他就只能去拿这些人偶来代替他的一个朋友。
What good does it do if we have all the talent and all the fame in the world, but we do not have unconditional love?
然而，如果我们没有这种无条件爱的话，我们无条件的爱的话，我们就算有这个世界上所有的这些财富、这些名誉，又有什么用？
We realize that conditional love is not really love at all.
然后我们也知道，这种有条件的爱其实根本就不是真正的爱。
In our hearts, we crave unconditional love.
而在我们的心中，我们渴慕是一种无条件的爱。
We want somebody to really know us and still accept us.
然后我们所渴望的是人们有一个人他可以完全的了解我，而他可以接受我。
We want somebody to know our weaknesses and faults and still love us unconditionally.
我们需要有人他知道我们的软弱，知道我们的错误，他们仍然愿意爱我们，接受我们。
How can we experience this unconditional love?
我们如何才能经历到这种无条件的爱？
Probably the most common way that people try to find unconditional love is through romance and marriage.
很多人呢是通过这种一些浪漫的经历，通过他们的婚姻想要得到这种无条件的爱。
Why is romance so popular?
为什么这个浪漫的经历如此的这种受人欢迎呢？
Just think of how many songs and how many movies and how many novels have a romantic theme in them.
大家都可以想一想，很多流行歌曲啊，这些电影，这些小说里有多少都是这种浪漫的主题。
Now, do you like romantic stories with a happy ending or a sad ending?
你喜欢这种浪漫的故事里头是一个幸福的结局呢，还是一个悲惨的结局呢？
Maybe some of you might to cry and say, "Oh, how sad that was."
也许有人会想啊，我是那种太伤心、太难过了。
But I think most of us prefer the happy ending.
我想大多数人还是希望有一个幸福的结局。
The reason for that is we all want to be successfully loved by a special person in our lives.
那是因为我们每一个心里都有一个愿望，我们都希望对我们来说特殊的那个人，他们真正的我们。能够得到他们的爱。
Again, what is success and money if we're unhappy?
我们就算得到了这个成功和金钱，如果我们不幸福的话。
What is success and money if we don't have someone to love us unconditionally?
如果没有人无条件爱我们的话，就算我们得到这些又有什么用呢？
So we want someone who will love us unconditionally and always.
所以我们总是需要有一个人这样的无条件的爱我们。
We want that happy ending for our lives.
我们想我们人生也是一个幸福的美满的结局。
This raises a question. Why do so many married couples have problems? If they pursue romance and marriage to find unconditional love, why is there still so many problems?
这就有一个问题，为什么人们都在寻求一种无条件的爱，结果发现在婚姻里头却有如此多的问题呢？
Some people might say, well, you know, it's problems, disagreement as to how to spend money.
也许说啊，这个原因是因为大家在就花钱方面大家意见不合。
Some people will say, "Well, there's a disagreement on how to parent our children."
也许有人说，我们在照看孩子方面，大家夫妻双方意见不合。
Others might disagree on how much time we should spend with our in-laws.
那有人可能会觉得对方的父母所花钱的这个方面，可能大家意见不同。
But I believe it ultimately boils down to one basic reason that we have problems in our marriage.
然后我想在我们婚姻当中，这些带来这些问题的一个最大的一个原因。
We still want to be number one.
那就是说我们还是在想我们都想自己成为自己人生里面的这个 number one。
We want to be number one in our marriage.
我们想在我们的这个婚姻当中做 number one.
After all, who wants to be number two?
不然的话就是 number two.
But what happens when there are two people trying to be number one in a relationship?
那如果大家可以想象，如果这两个人都想做 number one 的话，他们这个关系会如何？
Views will clash. There will be fighting and conflict.
这肯定会不可避免的带来这种冲突的。
You know, many people have not gained the wisdom and skill for marriage.
其实很多人在婚姻当中并没有足够的这种足够的技巧，足够的这个
We shared something about this at camp, and I'll just give you a brief sample.
那我们在这个营会的时候也讨论到这些。
In Beijing and Shanghai, for individuals who marry before the age of 30.The divorce rate is now 60%.
在这个北京、上海这样大城市里头，三十岁以前结婚的人的离婚率达到60%。
My brother, who visits China frequently, tells me when a person meets someone else, a common question is, "Have you been divorced yet?"
所以我的一个兄弟，他常去中国，他就告诉我，现在中国非常流行的一句话就是，人们见面的时候会打招呼说，哎，你离过婚没有啊？
When the divorce rate is 60%, that's a common question.
所以他这个离婚率已经达到了60%，难怪大家会这样的去问好。
There are only two satisfactory ways to resolve the struggle between who's going to be number one in the marriage.
能够去解决这种大家都争做 number one 的这样的一个问题的一个只有这样一个解决方法。
The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 5 verse 21.
在这个以弗所书的5:1.
Submit to one another.
说你要彼此顺服。
Be willing to yield to your spouse.
说你要这个准备你要顺服你的配偶。
Strive to put them first.
你要努力去把他们摆在首位。
In other words, not striving to be first ourselves.
换句话说，不是把我们自己摆在首位。
But letting them.
而是让对方成为首位。
Now this doesn't mean just one spouse is doing that.
那这并不意味着夫妻双方只有一方要做这。
That means both spouses are trying to put each other first.
所以这个就配偶双方都需要去做到这点，把对方摆在第一位。
And if both partners are really trying to put the other first, this will soon resemble heaven on earth.
当我们夫妻双方都把对方摆第一位的时候，恐怕你就可以过这种在地如天的生活了。
Even more important than putting our partner first is to put God first.
是啊，换句话说，其实我们把我们的配偶摆在第一位的时候，实际上也是把我们的神摆在第一位。
Because when He is Lord, both spouses are seeking God's will for their marriage.
当我们的神是第一位的时候，他们这个夫妻双方都在寻求神。
God should be number one, not husband or wife.
事实上，神是我们的这个首位，并不是夫妻这个丈夫或是妻子。
However, when we insist on being number one, we view the marriage in terms of what do I get out of it? What do I benefit from it?
那当我们开始以这种说我要争做第一名的这种观念去思想的时候，我们就会去不由自主去想，我可以从我的婚姻当中去得到什么好处
？We don't focus on what can I give to my wife.
我们并不关注说我可以给我的妻子一些什么东西。
But what can I get from her?
我可以而不是这个。
What benefits can I derive from the relationship?
是，我们总是想的是可以从他里得到些什么。
And if we feel we are getting less, we might decide to quit the relationship.
当我们觉得得到的不能够满足我们的需要的时候，我们恐怕就要想要结束这种关系。
That's why the divorce rate, especially in big cities in China, is soaring.
这就是为什么在这种中国的大城市里头，这个离婚率是这样的在这种增长。
A number of years ago, I was watching the national news on television.
那几年以前呢，我在看这个新闻联播的时候。
And I heard a quote that 50% of men whose wives develop a serious chronic disease.Their husbands will just leave them.
当我看到其实有50%的人，当这个他们的妻子得到一种慢性病的时候，50%的他们丈夫都会离开他们的妻子。
But wives will stick with their husbands even if they get a serious chronic.
然而反过来，就算她丈夫得了这个慢性疾病的话，一般的妻子都不会离开丈夫。
Now does this mean that men are more selfish and self-centered?
当然，这并不说明这个男人更加的自私。
These husbands are thinking, my wife has a serious disease. She will require a lot of care.
这些离开他们妻子的丈夫会想说啊，我的妻子得了这些慢性病，她恐怕今后会需要很多很多的照顾。
And she won't be able to take care of me like she used to.
她也不能够像以前那样去照顾我了。
It's time to get out of the relationship.
所以 OK， 现在是结束这种关系的时候了。
This is not unconditional love.
这并不是无条件的爱。
This is conditional.
这是有条件的。
What do I get out of it?
我可以从这里头得到些什么？
According to this research, then 50% of husbands only love their wives conditionally.
所以通过调查显示，只有这些50%的丈夫，他们只是可以有条件的去爱他们的妻子。
If this is the case, then what should women do?
如果事实这样的话，那些妻子他们怎么做呢？
Number one, you have.Make sure you never get a serious chronic disease.
第一点，你不要。
Your husband will stay with you.
第一个，你不要得慢性病。这样的话，你的丈夫就不会离开你了。
Unfortunately, this is something we cannot fully control.
很显然，这不是我们自己所能控制的。
Secondly, make sure you marry someone that will love you unconditionally.
那第二种方法就是你要找到一个这个人，他可以一直爱你，无条件的爱你。
When a husband is truly committed to following Jesus, he will put his wife first.
当一个男人他真正的去 决心要跟随耶稣的时候，他会把他的妻子放在第一位。
And he will put God's will first.
他当然也会把神放在第一位。
Recently, I stopped to think about my own extended family.
我现在这个最近我这个我常常在想我自己的这个家庭。
All together, my four brothers and sisters and I have produced 10 children.
我这个大概我有4个兄弟姐妹，我们加起来一共有10个孩子。
And each of these children are now married.
那这些
all 10 children.
我们这些10个孩子现在全部都结婚了。
Of the 6 children who are Christians, each one has had a successful marriage and family.
那这些10个孩子当中，这些基督徒的孩子们，他们的这种都有一个非常成功的婚姻和家庭。
That's a 100% success rate.
那这是100%的一个成果。
Of the 4 who are not Christians, all of them are either divorced or permanently separated.
那这个其中有四个不是基督徒的这种夫妻呢，就是孩子呢，他们的这个家这个婚姻不是离婚了，就是说分居。
In fact, one of them has had two divorces already.
已经有两个人离婚了。
That's a 0% success rate.
这是一个这个完全的失败。
Now this is not a scientific sample. This is only one family.
这并不是一项科学调查，只是一个家庭的情况。
Being a Christian doesn't guarantee that all of our relationships and marriages will be successful.
那作为一个基督徒，并不能够保证说我们在这个婚姻当中是完全成功的。
But it will definitely make a significant difference.
但是呢，它却能够真正的带给一个很大的一个改观。
Being a Christian enables us to love unconditionally with the help of God's Spirit.
因为作为一个基督徒，这一点呢，作为基督徒这一点可以帮助我们能够来爱我们的这个另一半，是无条件爱他们。
God shows us through His own example what it means to love unconditionally.
神亲自向我们显明什么叫才算作无条件的爱。
In Romans chapter 5 verse 8, the Bible says God demonstrates His love towards us in that we were yet sinners when we are at our very worst. God loved us. Christ died for us.
在这罗马书五章八节里讲的说当我们还做罪人的时候，说耶稣基督就替我们这群罪人死了，所以神的爱就因此向我们显明了。
So Jesus says He can bring us into this relationship with the God who loves us.
我们的耶稣告诉我，他可以把我们带回到我们和神这样关系当中来。
And we are fully forgiven and unconditionally loved by God.
神是无条件的爱我们，无条件的赦免我们。
I believe this is the unconditional love that every human being desires.
我深信这是每一个人他们所渴望得到的一种无条件的爱。
We want this today and every day of our lives.
我们需要这种爱，不仅是今年，我们每天都需要这种爱。
We want this unconditional love this year and every year.
我们今年需要这样无条件的爱，我们每一年都需要这样无条件的爱。
Some people look for unconditional love in the wrong places.
很多人在一些错误的地方来寻找这种无条件的爱。
They give their heart to the wrong person for the wrong reasons.
很多人他们一种错误的理由，把他们的这种期望放在一些错误的人的身上。
They only create serious problems for their own lives.
所以在这个他们的生活当中，只能带来很多的麻烦。
Human love is imperfect.
我们人的这种爱都是不完全的爱。
Too often it is conditional.
常常我们都是一种有条件的爱。
Only God's love is perfect.
只有神的爱是完美的，神的爱才是无条件的。
Do you agree that everybody wants peace of mind?
你同意吗？我们每个人都需要平安。
Do you agree that everybody wants unconditional love?
我们每个人都需要无条件的爱，不是吗
？Even more than success and money.
比这成功比金钱，我们都需要更需要这些东西。
Now the third thing I believe that we all desire in our hearts is meaning and fulfillment in life.
我想第三点我们都需要的是我们的人生的这个意义还有这个美满。
In the United States, 3/4 of all adults say they are looking for ways to live a meaningful life.
这是美国人的45%的人都在寻找一个。有四分之三的人都在这个寻找一个美满的一个人生。
Among young adults, 90% say they are looking for ways to live more meaningful.
在年轻人当中，90%的人说他们都在寻找一种美满的一个人生。
Probably the most common way people seek to live a fulfilling life is through career and financial success.
大多数的人恐怕要寻找这种人生的圆满，都是通过他们的这种事业。
A survey was taken of 200,000 students who were entering college.
在这有一项调查是在这个大有这个这个两两两万
One question,
两万大学生里头，就这个200,000大学生这个为对象做了一项调查。
One question they asked these students is, "What is important for you to achieve as a result of your college education?"
这个。有一个问题就是说，你们在这个这个学校这个在学业当中所能得到的这个一个好的一个成就是什么
？The highest response was to be well off financially.
这个一个很好一个很多的一个回答就是说，他们这个要挣多很多的钱。
82% of these students said this is one of the most important goals of my being in college.
那有82%的学生都说，这是在我这个在校期间的我最大的目标。
However, as we mentioned earlier, once we have our basic needs met, additional money actually does very little to increase our happiness.
但是我们刚刚也提过了，事实上，当我们基础的这个需要得到满足的时候，那些多余的钱财能够带给我们这种满足和快乐就非常非常的有限。
One study found that the richest people in the United States, the billionaires and the multimillionaires, are only slightly happier than the average person.
一项调查显示呢，在美国这些亿万富翁，他们只比普通的人只稍微的快乐那么一点点。
The Bible tells us that we were created for relationship with God.
那圣经告诉我们说，我们被造是为了和神建立关系。
We are created to know Him and to love Him and to experience His love in our lives.
我们被造是让我们能够来认识神，能够来认识神，来经历神。
It is in this purpose that we find our highest fulfillment.
在这样的一个环境当中，我们才能够得到一个真正的美满的人生。
Jesus said He came to bring us into relationship with God.
主耶稣来，他是要把我们带入到我们和父神的关系当中。
In this way, we could experience lasting.
我们只有这样才能够得到一个有意义的一个美满的人生。
Jesus said, "I have come that you may have life, have it to the full."
耶稣说，我来是要叫你们得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
He said, "I am the bread of life. If you are hungry, come to me and eat, and you will never be hungry."
主耶稣说，我就是生命的粮。说你们来到我这里的人必定不饿，信我的人必定不渴。
Jesus said, "If you are thirsty, come to me, and you will never thirst."
如果你渴的话，来到我这里来的话，就永远不会再渴。
Only I can give you the true satisfaction and fulfillment.
只有我才能给你真正的满足在人生当中。
During my last semester in college, I had 3 job offers in engineering.
在我这个毕业以前呢，我得到了三个这个工作内定。
This assured me that I would have a good salary.
那这就说明说我将来会有一个很好的收入。
I would have status and security.
然后我会得到这个地位，得到这个保障。
I could have a nice home in a nice neighborhood.
然后我会有一个非常好的一个房子，非常好的邻居。
I could even have the possibility of accumulating modest wealth.
而且我可以这个会挣很多的钱。
However, I knew there was more to life than all of these things.
然后我后来意识到，其实在我人生当中有比这更重要的事情。
I realized that only in fulfilling God's purpose for my life.I find fulfillment.
我意识到，当我只有去活出神的旨意的时候，我的人生才会圆满。
Even as Christians, it is so easy to forget what we were created for.
就算我们是基督徒的话，我们也会有的时候会常常会忘记我们是为什么而造的。
It's easy to get people around us in our society to say the important thing is money and success.
所以这世界上的人太容易，我们会被他们受他们影响，说世界上这个最重要的东西是这个成功，是金钱。
These things are not bad. If God blesses you with them, praise the Lord.
这些东西本身并不坏，要感谢神。
And use these things for God's glory.
但是要为了神的荣耀来使用这些资源。
These things will only give you partial and temporary fulfillment.
不然的话，这些东西只会带给你这些部分的短暂的满足。
They will never completely satisfy.
它不能够完全带给你满足。
Only God can give us that lasting and complete fulfillment.
只有神带给我们这种圆满的人生。
So let Jesus bring you into relationship.
所以让耶稣来带你进入到这样一个美好的关系当中。
So I believe that every human being in this world wants these 3 things, perhaps more than anything else.
我深信在这世界上所有的人都需要这三样事情，远远胜过其他的东西。
Now, deep down in their heart, this is what they want.
其实，在他们内心深处，这就是他们所想的。
Society tells them you want money and success.
这个社会告诉他们说，他们需要的是金钱，需要的是成功。
But many of us have already experienced that money and success is not going to give us.
我想很多人都已经经历了，事实上成功和金钱并不能够真正带给我们满足。
Only in relationship to God can we experience this fulfillment.
只有通过我们和神的关系，我们才能够得到这种满足。
So let's make Jesus number one in our lives.
所以让我们把我们的主耶稣基督摆在我们生活中的首位。
Let's experience the blessings that He wants to give you.
那让我们来经历他所要给你的这种祝福。
Each day, let's open our hearts more and more to God and His love.
然后每一天都越来越多的把我们的心来打开，向我们的神，向他的爱来打开我们的心。
Let's bow our heads in prayer.
让我们来低头做个祷告。
Our Lord, we thank you that we are your children.
主啊，我们感谢你，我们是你的孩子。
We thank you that you love each one of us with an unconditional love.
父，我们感谢你以无条件的爱来爱我们。
And today, Lord, you know some of us are experiencing stress and anxiety in our lives.
主啊，你也知道，就在今天，我们当中也有一些弟兄姐妹正在经历人生当中这些挫折、这些压力。
And Lord, today I pray that you will put your peace in their hearts.
主啊，我的祷告是你把你的平安来赐给这些弟兄姐妹。
Help them to receive the peace that Jesus wants to give them.
主啊，来帮助这些弟兄姐妹来得到主耶稣所应许的这样平安。
And Lord, I realize that most of us, for most of our lives, have probably experienced mostly conditional love.
主啊，我们也知道，我们多数人在我们人生当中所经历的都是有条件的。
I pray that we will experience your unconditional.
主啊，我的祷告是让我们经历到你的无条件的爱。
Some of us here do not have a real purpose for our lives.
我们当中有一些人，或者还不知道我们人生真正的意义。
We are not experiencing true fulfillment.
我们有一些人没有得到真正的满足。
There's still a hunger and a thirst in our hearts.
然后在这些人的当中，心里还有一种深深的一种不满足。
I pray that we will open our hearts to receive your love.
我为这些人来祷告，把你们的心来打开，来领受这样的祝福。
In relationship with you, let us begin to experience life and life to the full.
主啊，当我们能够进入到和你的关系当中的时候，才能够经历这样的有美满的一种人生。
I'll turn this back to Pastor Lou.
我把下面的事情交给刘牧师。